What can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering where Lum is, Abner. I haven't seen him over to our joint office yet today.
Oh, he went over to Hot Springs early this morning. Cedric drove him over there. Ought to be back soon.
Well, now, he shouldn't be running around all over the country. Ought to be over attending to business.
What business? He ain't got no more business than a jackrabbit.
Well, now, Lum's business isn't my business, Grandpap, but I leased him half of my office in good faith, and I expect him to keep it looking neat. He's got papers and books scattered all over the place. Can't hardly get in there. The least he can do is to keep the place straightened up.
Yeah, the least you can do is give him back the money you hornswoggled him out of. $240.
Grandpap, that was a legitimate deal.
Sassy Fresh. You never made a legitimate deal in your life.
Grandpap, if you weren't an old man...
Who's an old man? I've got more muscles in my hangnails than you've got in your whole spavin-legged carcass. I'll pulverize you. I'll master you. Hit me up out of this chair. I'll show you
who's
old man.
Here, now cut it out before you bust a blood vessel. Squire, maybe you better run along. I'll tell Lum you want to see him.
Yes, well, I don't want to seem finicky, Abner, but I don't like to have my office all cluttered up right away.
Oh, man, that makes
me so mad. Well, he more likely won't be there long anyway, Squire. He'll just take his loss and get out like he always does, poor feller.
Well, you see, I thought Lum, being over there with me, he might learn a little about business affairs. His main trouble is rushing into something without knowing what he's getting into. He doesn't know what to do with his money.
You know what to do with Lum's money.
Grandpap, just settle down now before you get another case of hiccups, and I'll have to get Aunt Charity and Doc Miller over here.
I ain't going to get no... Hand me a dipper of water there.
Well, I'll be running along. No hard feelings, Grandpap. Cheerio, my friend.
Yeah.
Just a second, I'll get you some water now.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Just hammer down.
Then blame Squire gets me so mad sometimes. Always taking advantage of poor old Lum.
Yeah. Well, much as I hate to say it, Grandpap, it's mostly Lum's fault. He just can't hang on to money. Never could.
Well, he ain't going ahead and take them two other correspondence courses, is he? Just so he can get one free one.
I don't think so. $500 is a lot of money to learn how to be an office manager and a bookkeeper. And I don't think he wants to be a bookkeeper no way. Ain't no romance or adventure to that.
Well, what's so romantic about being a certified public accountant? Ain't nothing but a glorified bookkeeper is all it is.
Well, Lum never knowed that, though. He had the idea he'd get called into a lot of big business conferences, get to be a finance advisor to big companies like Henry Ford and the First National Bank of New York and all that.
He aims big, I'll say that for
him. He had the idea he might get called in to work on the national debt, even.
Well, he could do a good job on that.
Well, I believe that's big enough as it is without getting Lum in there. No telling where to go to.
Yeah, it seemed like there's some accounting work he could do around the store here to begin with.
Well, now, he had one of them charts tacked up on a wall here for one day.
Charts?
Yeah, you know, one of them pieces of paper with a lot of little bitty squares in it. Had some numbers along the edge and then a crooked line running across it. Supposed to show the profits for the year.
Oh, yeah, I saw pictures of them. That crooked line goes up and down according to how much money you're making, I believe.
Well, this line he had going run right off the bottom of the paper. If he hadn't taken it down, the line would have run right down through a crack in the floor.
Well, I don't doubt it. You fellas ain't been paying too much attention to the store here, Abner.
I know it, Grandpa, but Lum's always getting us into something where we have to go and neglect the store something wonderful.
Yeah, I know it. He's always buying a pig and a poke or something.
Well, I don't think it... Huh?
Huh?
Yeah. Huh, what'd you say there?
Oh, I never said nothing.
Thought you said something about buying a pig and a poke.
No, wasn't me.
Huh?
Maybe Lum's learned his lesson by now, Abner. After Squire skinned him out of that money and then the correspondence school tricking him that away, maybe he learned something.
I don't believe it, Grandpap. I don't believe Lum will ever learn one single thing about money.
Well, he's ought to learn him something for a while, anyway.
I doubt it.
Slow him down a little.
Talk about a burnt child being afeard of the fire. Lum ain't no youngin', but he's been burnt, singed, scorched, roasted, fried, baked, and barbecued. You just show him another fire, and before you know it, he'll be sitting right in the middle of it, eating the hot coals like popcorn.
Yeah, I know how he is.
Okay.
But I think he must be cured for a while. What's he going over to Hot Springs for?
Getting himself in some more hot water, more likely.
Yeah, me don't. I don't believe you trust old Lum very fur, Abner.
Grandpap, not as long as he's got a dime, I don't. I wish we was plumb broke again.
Well, you will be for a long way.
I know. Well, the only time we can make any money is when we're flat broke. He said he's going over to Hot Springs just to look around, just bum around for a few hours, get his mind cleared up. But you just watch.
No, I believe he's cured this time, Abner. I believe he's had it for a while now.
Just wait and see.
If I was a betting man, Abner, I'd lay out a quarter on my judgment.
Well, just save your money, Grandpap. There's Lum said to drive him up out there right now.
Huh?
Look at old Lum. Grinning like a Chessie cat. He's went and done something all right.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. From the looks on his face, I believe you're right.
Oh, he did it.
What's him and Cedric taking out of the back of the car there?
Yeah, looks like a big box of some kind. Or a trunk.
It's a heavy-looking thing. What in the world do you reckon it is?
I ain't got the least idea.
Well, now, don't go getting mad at him flying off in the handlebars till we find out what he's got there. Maybe he's got a bargain of some kind.
Oh, sure.
You know, this is kind of fun, sitting around waiting to see what Lum's going to get himself into next. Sort of like that dog of mine, old Garfield, just interesting to see what he drags in the front yard there. Yeah, I wonder what that is now.
I don't know. And what's more, I ain't going to ask him either. Look at him grinning there. Now, he's thinking we're so curious, we just can't hardly wait to see what he's got.
Yeah.
But let's just fool him, not say nothing. Just act like we ain't interested.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just make off like we don't hardly even notice nothing. Just act dumb.
Yeah. Find out. They're coming in. Don't let on. Don't say a word now.
Yeah, howdy, Lum. What you got there?
Yeah, what do you got in the trunk, Lum?
Oh, howdy, feller. Just a second. Easy there, Cedric. Swing your end around a little. That's it.
What is it, Lum?
Yeah, what kind of a pigeon-toed contraption you got there?
What's inside of it?
Well, just hold it a second. Easy, Cedric. Just set your end down there. That thing's heavy. Let me sit down here a second till I catch my breath.
What in the world did you get now, Lum?
You going to open it now, Mr. Lum? I'd sure like to see it.
You got the key to it, Lum?
Don't get so anxious, Abner. Let me explain something to you.
Dad, blame it, Lum. If you're going to go and do a whole lot of explaining about whatever it is, well, you shouldn't have did it to whatever you'd done in the first place. How much did it cost?
Now, don't go getting mad. It only cost $100.
$100?
Well, now, I reckon you could get $100 worth of stuff in a trunk like that, Abner. What's in it, Lum? Clothes or books or something like that? Awful heavy lock on there.
Lum, I demand to see what's in there. Now, where's the key?
I ain't got the key.
Huh?
Now, hold on. Let me talk first. You know that bus freight depot over there at Hot Springs?
Yeah.
Well, they was having an auction on unclaimed baggage and freight and one thing and another.
Can't blame it. I know that you went and bought a bunch of somebody's old clothes.
I never said it was clothes in there. I never meant to buy it in the first place.
Oh, of course not.
I was just standing there listening to different folks bid on different things.
And they put this trunk up and the feller went into a long speech about how valuable it was and all that.
Well, yeah. The feller said a trunk like that in itself was worth over $50. It's practical, brand new.
What's in it?
So they bid it up to around $75, and then the feller kept hollering, "Who'll say $100? Who'll say $100?
Uh-huh.
I just raised my hand to ask the feller what was in it, and he slammed his hammer down on the table and hollered, "Sold to the gentleman for $100. Ain't that right, Cedric? Yes, Bob.
Lum, what's inside of that trunk?
I ain't got the slightest idea.
Well, we may have the beginning of a deep, dark mystery here.